Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Self-care is everything. Your mental, your spiritual, and your physical. You can't be well living among the sick. You have to learn how to separate yourself away from things that are not helping you, but simply holding you back and keeping you stagnant. Thinking you can seek happiness outside of yourself will keep you in a world of delusion. Happiness starts from within. There's nothing you can buy. There's nothing you can do that will fill whatever hole you feel like is there. Happiness starts from the heart. So you first have to heal your heart so that you can truly be happy for yourself. Learn to stop being exceptional for unexceptional people. If they can't show up for you, don't show up for them. This is all about having respect for yourself and having those boundaries in place. Don't feel like you always have to be the good guy just because you have history with someone or just because they're your family members. No, everyone should respect you just as much as you respect them. And if they can't show up for you, don't always be there to show up for them. You must never disrupt your peace of mind for someone else's war. Every battle is not meant to be fought by you. You fight your own battles. You be there to support others, but don't always feel like you have to insert yourself into other people's problems. Always think louder than you speak. Mysterious women think carefully before they speak, and they always speak in a filtered manner. They simply mind their own business and don't reveal everything that crosses their minds. Mysterious people in general are intriguing because their characteristics make them hard to figure out. And we're always fascinated by people we can't figure out, or most importantly, those who mind their business and do not care to perform for others. Keep more to yourself, and if you need to, find a therapist to talk about your trauma. Talking things out with a professional first is a good idea before you reveal too much to the wrong person. Many people will often view you differently once you tell them about your negative experiences, and honestly, it's really none of their business. Femininity is way more than what you wear and how you look. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. It's a mix of personality, style, confidence, and behaviors. It's an intoxicating mix of all these elements that, when done right, will literally skyscale your life into the right direction. I mean, we are so lucky that we get to be women. We should embrace it and stop caring what people think, because a lot of people simply don't think. Especially thinking about people who don't contribute to your wellness. I can't wave a magic wand and give anybody confidence. I can just share my thoughts and hope my messages hit your heart and soul. Ask yourself why you don't have confidence. That's the first step to solving the problem. You can't live your life in a shell and wait for someone to come and save you, because there's no one coming. You have to save yourself, darling. When it comes to relationships, don't ever overlook the red flags. Don't suddenly lose yourself in a relationship. Keep working on your personal career, your growth, and your hobbies, and don't ever mistake lust for love. Don't let someone make you feel as if something is wrong with you or that you're not good enough. You are enough, and you have to believe that about yourself. Pick the best partner you can and enjoy every single moment. Don't sit around thinking about all of the negative things that could happen, because that's what you will manifest. Just always be prepared to handle whatever comes your way. Live with hope, not fear. Life doesn't offer us any guarantees that we will keep anything that we get. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy what you have when you have it. Your relationships are mirrors. Always remember that. Don't be with someone who only makes you happy. Happiness comes from within, never from others. That creates dependency and attachment. No one is responsible for your happiness but you. Instead, you should focus on being with someone who doesn't disturb your current peace and happiness. With all of the lessons that you learned in this world, it's your responsibility to make the world a better place. You are the new ancestors for the generations to come. And you don't always have to be strong, okay? Let go of people that don't show you any love, any support, anything. Let them go. And don't worry about fame, popularity, likes and followers and all of that stuff. Focus on nurturing real relationships and friendships. Always take care of yourself, because you're a spiritual being having a human experience. Love yourself, darling. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend and your biggest fan. And with all of that, you must never stop learning. Read tons of books, travel, and have as much fun as you possibly can. This is your life experience. And if you want to keep living a leveled up life, it's time for you to be the boss of your own life. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening and all of the support that you guys give. I really appreciate it, you know. But make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Goddess Confessions. I hope to see you there. Talk to y'all soon.